Welcome back to the Wolf of Queen Street podcast series. Welcome back to the audio or the video series if you join us today. But before we get into today's show, just want to shout out to my sponsors, Job Search QLD, Job Search Queensland. If you're struggling with your ideal job search, feel free to reach out to Job Search Queensland for no strings attached advice. This team helps you find your ideal job, helps you find out what you need to be changed in this current market to be able to stand out more, to have that opportunity for a company to reach out and go, we want that guy or we want that girl, that person to come work for us. These are an amazing team that will help you put you in that employment spot that you so well deserve. So reach out to jobsearchqld.com. But today I'm super amped and super excited to talk to Nick Gentle, the co-owner of iFind Property, what I see as a buyer's agent industry or business that goes out and helps the people in the property game across New Zealand. But I will let Nick explain that whole process, what they're about, and I'll talk to you a little bit about my experience with iFind and how much ease it brought to my struggles in some sense in the property investment game. So Nick, welcome to the show.
Hey, Lawrence. Thanks for having me.
Great. So, I mean, a lot of people at the moment in anything in New Zealand, at the moment, everything is property. It's property, property. It's up, it's down. It's what's the banks doing about it. It's a crazy moment. And obviously we can't go anywhere. We can't really travel. So we're spending money on our jet skis. I've heard recently that jet ski sales are through the roof, and we spend the rest of our money on buying properties. First time home buyers or property investors. So, but a lot of people out there, struggle understanding where to go with that. And that's where something I think with iFind Property as a big to play in and to assist in. So I'd love for you, Nick, to explain to our listeners and watchers at the moment is what is iFind and what is the key things that you help potential customers or people that you help out along the path?
Sure, thanks. So iFind Property, we are a licensed real estate agency. Mm-hmm. And we are primarily modeled as a buyer's agency, although we do help people sell properties, and there's no real, in that respect, no real difference between us and, say, a Harcourts, etc. With the key difference that we have a very large mailing list that we built up over the years. It's more than 10,000 people who we send listings to whenever we've got an investment property to sell. But the key reason people work with us is to help them buy. Mm-hmm. And we've been doing this for about, when did Marie set it up? About 12 years, 13 years. And the main reason someone will come to us is because they want to invest, they want to create something in the future. Yep. Like everyone wants to do this. But they're not sure how where to start. Often they don't live near where they want to invest, mm-hmm. or they don't even know where they want to invest, or they don't know how to start. Or they're busy, and it's really easy to get property wrong. Yeah. And these are leveraged decisions. Obviously, you're putting in some equity or some money, and if your house is the first biggest decision you were going to make, this is your second, and it's probably an even bigger one because you're looking to do a portfolio. And so we help people set a rough plan around what is a sensible first property purchase for them. Mm-hmm. We help them get set up with a broker and an accountant to get some good strategic advice going into this whole journey. So it's not just, Nick saying you should do X. And then we pair them up to work with a full-time property investor, someone like me, in the market in New Zealand that most suits what we and the client agree should be their first property sort of purchase. And from there, our team member basically does the entire buying service. They go out and look for properties that match a client requirements. They help them put in offers. They walk them through the due diligence. Yep. And I need to probably protect myself by saying we don't do the due diligence. We say, look, here's a couple of building inspectors. Go choose a building inspector. But there's a lot of stuff that needs to happen on the ground that we do. So really, it's about giving them access to deals that they wouldn't have been able to identify otherwise, particularly when there's improvements to be made to a house. It's really a matter of experience and helping them facilitate everything, introducing a good property manager, because even building up a good property management relationship in, let's say, Christchurch from Auckland, is difficult. It's guesswork unless you're working with someone who knows this stuff. So it's sort of a long-winded way of saying that we help people in New Zealand invest in real estate safely. Mm. Our speciality, we do work with new builds, but the place where I think we've made our reputation has been on existing homes, mm-hmm. And existing homes with value add or development potential or something else that sort of tends to be a niche that we're known in, but we're not limited to that. And we cover the whole of New Zealand. So I think in terms of an investment agency, we're from Whangarei down to Dunedin.
Yep.
And just about every property market in between. So when we talk to a new client, we can really just be very specific to what they want, suggest a market that's going to work for them. And over the next 2 or 3 months, just guide them through the entire process to get them there.
You know, that's such a great service. And you explain that. So anyone that's listening at the moment, it might seem, you know, it's too much or too much information, but fundamentally from a simple point of view, what Nick was saying is you could approach iFind Property and go, hi, I'm Lawrence. I want to buy an investment property. Say for example, I don't really know what I want to do and I don't know where to buy and I don't have the expertise, and Nick's team come on and pretty much take you through that whole process. They sit with you and they sit down and have the realization of working through, as he says, he brings in a power team to assist you. So it's not just one person, one guy or girl going, you've got to do that. They've got the power team to help you. And then they go out and, as he says, it's a sourcing agent or buyer's agent. They go and find the model that you've implemented for what you're trying to achieve. I'm sure if you turn around and said, hey, can you find me a property that's going to make me rich in 6 months? You know, next team's going to go, well, that's not achievable, right? In the sense of if you're over drastic with your wish list, if you're realistic, and I'm sure Nick and the team will guide you on what's realistic in the market in that space. And that's where that guidance from what I find actually do is great, because you might not realize that this is achievable or not achievable on certain towns and cities that you're looking at, that they'll assist you with. You know, what do you feel about that, Nick?
That's a better way of saying it than I just tried to do. So, I think I'll add that I believe that, you know, true success in real estate comes from a portfolio. Mm-hmm. And a lot of clients, you know, people can get their head around a rental, what's involved, read a few books. But to start to think strategically about one, then two, then three, and what that path is going to be like, and setting the client down the right first or second transaction along that path, as opposed to buying something that when they go to buy again, they might not be able to achieve the goal that they originally thought they had in mind, is something that we put a lot of thought into. And a lot of our clients are now repeat clients.
Yep.
And it's great. My advertising budget's really low because word gets around.
It does. I'm a customer of iFind, you know, so just anyone is, and in the sense of, I was recommended iFind about 4 or 5 months ago. I contacted Maria, that's part of the brand as well, and said, hey, and spoke through this process and said, you know, and I said, okay, I don't know anything. I didn't realize that there was these agencies out there or the services that will find on my behalf. So we spoke through it. And then nothing happened at that stage because I actually found myself a property at that time. So I didn't need to use iFind. And then funny enough, a couple of months ago, I was back on back on the market looking, going, I wonder what's out there at the moment. And I went on to your website and I found a property that was on the website that that was there. And I said, oh my goodness, you know, this is a really decent a property that's out there. Because one thing that Nick did not mention as well, and you know, we'll get into, is as much as a sourcing or buying agent for yourself, for someone, so like me approaching them, they also at a certain time period is they will get properties under contract, which they then can offer onto their, you know, onto their database or to the open market. And the property that I looked at was exactly that. I find that sourced a property that and put it out on their website. And what was brilliant to anyone that's trying to understand property or trying to get in the game or doesn't have experience is everything you needed to know was right there. What the purchase price, non-negotiable, set price, there it is.
We already negotiated it.
Yeah, it's already negotiated. So I find get it under contract at a set price. You then get it at that. So there's no worrying that there's no multi-offers. There's no 20 people trying to buy the house. You put an offer in under the right conditions and it's yours at that price. The rents, the possible rent, the rental prices, everything you need to know from an investment point of view is right there. You don't have to search anything. You don't have to contact everyone else. It's literally all given to you on a platter. And to me, I looked and went, that's easy. Why am I not doing that? So obviously I learned, and the property I looked at, I went straight away and I said, great. Contacted the local agent that was working for iFind, a great guy called Ben. He said, talk me through, a new person, talk me through the process. Again, what I was explaining, no, there's no negotiations. That's the price we've already negotiated. These are all the stuff. You're not competing to anyone else. If you put the offer down with these conditions, yours. So I was like, great. Can I sign the offer? And I think that's something that a lot of people at the moment would just like, that the ease of it. You know, anyone that's looking at property or reads the news, was you hear about, you know, on a house that's on offer last week, 10 offers. There's a house there, you know, that had 15 different offers, and you've got to compete against 20 different people. There's no competition here other than seeing it first and put in an offer, and you're not competing against the 10,000 other people.
Yeah, it's really good that you had that fantastic experience with us. So that model where we find properties and put them out to our database and our clients is how we've run the business since 2008.
Yep.
And as we've grown in more and more areas, and as the market's gotten hotter, we've actually wound up having more buyers wanting to work with us, and we've had properties available at any one time. And so we sort of split our service into two. One is where we go and secure deals that we find, we like them, we get them, and we pass them on to clients. And the other is we bring clients on board and we go, okay, what do you want? Because we might not actually have that in front of us.
Yeah.
But when we find that over the next, and we, you know, we agree that we can source a deal that will achieve these goals in the next 2-3 months.
Yep.
And as soon as we see one out there in the whole marketplace, not just whatever we're going after, as we, it's them. So we make sure that they get first dibs. And we have a lot of relationships with local agents and investors and what have you, because in every market, we essentially become an institutional buyer.
Yep.
And we get heads up of deals and a lot of analysis from folks before stuff hits the market or the day it hits the market. So our clients, a lot of your listeners will be competing with us in different areas around New Zealand, because normally when a good deal comes in, we're one of the people on it.
I mean, we all, you know, irrespective of what industry we're in, whether it's, you know, retail, you know, e-commerce, property, fundamentally, everyone's competing with everyone. But sometimes it's not just that you have to compete. It's about sometimes being smarter. And this is where, you know, understanding that there's this option, which the two paths, like you said, is you can either approach and say, can you find me something? Or you can go to iFind and say, hey, look, what do you have on your books? And go, hey, that actually fits my model. Now, just one thing for the listeners, watchers, everyone, each individual person, family, or situation has their own model. I have my own guidelines that I look at properties under, which I call my box, my deal that needs to be there. Nick will have his that are different. Anyone else will have that. So when we're looking at deals and properties that are out there, I find we'll have, let's say, 3 or 4. When I was looking, there was about 6 or 7. I don't believe you've got that many on the catalog now because properties are so hot. But there were 6 or 7 different properties that were there available. And each one of those offered something different. And which is great, because depending, again, on your box that I talk about, you might find that one of them work for you or two of them work for you, but not all of them. And that's something that's also reasonable and great, because you see in a business like iFind that's understanding the market. So they're not going, okay, we're going to find 23 bedroom Kiwi bungalows in one suburb that's going to do the set exact same yield. And it's going to, you know, be potentially for one, it's only going to offer a good deal for 1/10 of the market. That's not the way it works. You've got to respect your market and, you know, and provide them as much as you can.
Yeah. Yeah, we find also, I mean, a huge advantage and a reason people use us is because in a hot market, and let's face it, New Zealand is a very hot market, it's not about what you're buying it for, it's about what you can do with it.
Yeah.
And so we'll walk into a property and go, okay, extra bedroom, value add potential, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, run down our list, land, what can we do with the land, what can we do with all of this stuff versus the return. So what's the increase in value going to be, estimate, what's the increase in rent going to be, estimate that. We can always validate that with, you know, proper appraisals later. Yep. And that quick analysis of across multiple deals in the market, I think, is because of just being so plugged in wherever we are, is what I think sets us apart.
Yeah, it totally does. And, you know, and as you said, it's people, or I said, it's people coming in first in the beginning stages, not having all that knowledge and just finding it so hard in a market that's so hard to actually get a foot in, is where the services of I find just comes in. And it just, you know, it makes the ease, it makes it so much more easier and less stressful, which is great. You know, so to anyone at the moment, Nick, is going, okay, great. You know, it sounds great. You know, the services, the two different streams, the steps, all that sounds amazing. Is if they want to reach out and go, okay, so how do I start this process? Or how do I contact you and start the path? What is the, how do they do that at the moment?
Yep, the easiest way is just through our website. There's, if you go to ifindproperty.co.nz, on the front page there's sign up form.
Yep.
And you'll get sent a couple of welcome emails. One of them will be a link to an actual survey where you could give us even more information about what we're looking for, which is really helpful because, and on one of these forms, there'll be a box that says, hey, look, give us a ring. And then someone from our team will get in touch. We do a phone call welcoming anyone who wants to talk to us into our business.
Yep.
It might not be me, but it'll probably be someone who knows more than me. And that's your chance to ask any questions. How does it work? More to talk about what you're looking to do. And then we can try and map that back to what the market's like, because we can't really change the market.
Yep.
We just help people succeed in the current market. And that's a good starting point. If you prefer to send an email, just info@ifindproperty.co.nz or nick@ifindproperty.co.nz. Just if you email me after Christmas, it's going to be mid-January reply. And you can also find me on Facebook. So I'm one of the admins of a large Facebook group, Property Investors Chat Group. Nick Gentle on Facebook, you'll see me around. Those are 3 months.
No, that's a great way to go in there, you know, and Nick, and something else that people could be thinking about at the moment, going, great, okay, so you go and source for me, or potentially you get one under offer, and as an investor, you know, I can go and buy it. And a lot of people in the back of their mind are also going, but hold on, I own a property that needs a bit of cleanup, it needs a bit of renovation, it might be best for an investor. You know, do I approach you guys instead of a normal, because you said you're a licensed real estate agency, so you guys do, you know, can do their part of it. What is the path for those people that are going, okay, why don't I get iFind in, because they're going to sell it to an investor, which is best for my specific situation. And a lot of people are going, hold on, how do you mean it's a specific to an investor? First home buyers aren't going to buy a 3 or 4 bedroom bungalow that has no walls. You know, first time buyers, I'm going to buy something that literally needs, you know, $50,000, $80,000, $100,000 of renovation just to get it back to the, not saying they're not, but, you know, a lot of times that's sort of the investors, they're going to look at those sort of ones that need the massive upkeep or renovation, subdivision potential, adding a sleep out in, that sort of stuff. So those mindsets. So the people out there that have those properties would know that.
Yep.
So what is their part? Would they reach out to you in the same way?
Yep. So just again, iFindproperty.co.nz, we have a sell your property link in the top of the menu there. That's probably the quickest, or email me directly. A lot of investors sell through us for various reasons. You've just hit on some really good ones.
Yep.
One is that we sell the sizzle. And when we're talking to an investor, we're always talking about what you're going to get at the end. Now, what you buy is largely irrelevant, particularly some of the rubbish that I pick up. It's what you're going to do to the stuff. And that's actually why people come and work with us. So your property might have all these problems, but it's actually perfect for a buyer like us. And what we do is we provide that, not only will we facilitate the transaction, is we help the buyer get to the point through some of the stuff we talked about earlier, through the due diligence and finding you a builder and working out the rental and all that stuff. So we do all that work for the buyer, for you, as, you know, skilled investors, so that your property, you know, matches up with them really, really well. And we do that an awful lot. We have a database of 10,000 people who investment property listings go to. And because we're a licensed agency, you get the Trade Me. But every property goes on Trade Me. So you get the same exposure marketing that every other agency does, plus all that extra stuff. Another reason we work with a lot of investors wanting to sell is tenants. So a lot of investors have got tenants in place that they don't want to disturb, or they'd like through the sales process, or they'd like to be taken care of in some way. And because investors coming in want to basically have some assurity around rents, et cetera, we can start that conversation between the buyer and the tenant. You know, it's not a cookie cutter thing where we're going to run 10 open homes and scare everyone and tenants have to get all restricted. Often we'll tell a buyer that, look, the only person who gets to go through it is you once you've got it under contract and your building inspector and your property manager, and that's it. Yep. Anyone else. So we, for a seller, if you want a quiet, relatively easy process, totally can tailor that. If you want a sign out the front, open homes, shout it to the heavens, appeal to both worlds, totally can do that. And we're very flexible. And one of the things you said before is really accurate. A lot of first-time buyers don't want renovation projects, not because they don't want to do the work. It's because they're often buying with KiwiSaver.
Yeah.
And to then have, or they've just got to the point where they've got that deposit, and to then have to go and put another $60,000 to $80,000 to $100,000 cash. And I mean, if you're buying a $500,000 house, your deposit's $60,000 to $80,000. It's like having, you need twice as much money.
Yeah.
So yeah, I mean, we are a solution for those types of projects.
You know, that's great. One thing as well, Nick, you know, through that process, something we spoke about as well is, you know, people are going to say, hold on, you know, I find you guys as a business, so you guys are buying, you're buying an option, you're buying a house, which then gives, you know, a return to an investor, and then you're selling to an investor. Why don't you keep it? You know, why are you selling, you know, why are you selling all these great deals? Why don't you just hold on to them?
Why don't we hold
on to them?
Because
they're such great deals.
That's really, I get asked that a lot. It's always funny. I called my broker the other day and said, I'd like to buy 6 properties a month. And you want to know what he told me? Yeah, oh, no, I can't repeat on the mic. Oh, you'd need to get your beep edit machine. Look, I mean, unless you're on the rich list, you can't go out and buy the volumes of properties that an agency would put through their business. So I will say that all of our team are active full-time investors, and that's why people want to work with us. We're current in the market. It's not like I bought 6 properties 5 years ago and I put my hand up and say, hey, look at me now, follow my strategy, step one, get a time machine. We're all current. And yes, the guys in our team every so often will go out and pick up something once every 1 or 2 years, just like every other investor. But you know, our team are each working with 3 or 4 or 5 active buyers at any one time. And every 2 to 3 months, we've got another group of buyers coming in. We're doing a lot of, we're a busy business. We've got nearly 20 agents. And it's just, that just doesn't match up with, you guys will keep all the best ones for yourself. I've bought, I think I put on Facebook, like 5 properties this year. And they're all just quirky things. One, a client turned down.
Yep.
And there wasn't another backup client ready. So I said, okay. 2, I bought to trade. And as a business, we don't actually work with traders. We only work with buy and hold.
Yep.
Just because it's such a different time pressure market that we're better off taking with clients and to go slowly. And 2, I bought in an area we don't operate. And they were so scary that I don't think any client would go near them, which is sort of the story of my property investing life. So yeah, I picked up some deals and a couple of other people in our team have sort of picked it up, but they're so active and plugged into the market that they know that if a deal comes along, they would go for, and a client would go for, they'll often just, okay, client, yeah, you have this one, I'll get the next one, 'cause I'm going to be there next week and next week and next week. So I wouldn't really think about that. The numbers are too different.
Yeah. And a big thing as well is, you know, a lot of people go, oh, look, you guys are buying. That's a business that's buying. It's not Nick buying. It's not, you know, it's not one of the agents. It's a company buying the properties.
And oh, we don't. Sorry. I didn't need to clarify that. So as an agency, we broker.
Yeah.
We broker the transactions.
Yeah, they broker the transaction. So Nick's not getting 100 houses a year.
No.
And that's a big thing, you know, so that's where people go, but hold on. Why isn't it? And also the other thing is, as much as Nick sees 100 good deals, like he says, unless he's worth, you know, and he's on the NBR top 50 rich list, You still need income to buy properties, no matter how good the deal. I don't care, you know, it's very hard just to keep buying. It's almost impossible to go, okay, I'm going to buy one a week and I'm going to do that for the rest of my life. It's unachievable. I'd love to say it's unachievable because some guy's going to call me and prove me wrong, or a guy or girl. I'd love you to, I'd love to hear that story as well. But it's not that, hey, the big thing is they're seeing it. It's not that they're going, oh, we don't want it because it's not a good deal. It's just not possible for Nick as an individual. It's not possible as for someone else as an agent, as an individual. So that's why, and fundamentally, the business is to help other people find those deals, so sell their deals.
I'll add a couple of things to that, probably to explain it better. First of all, as an agency, we take a deposit from people to start searching.
Yep.
So ethically, we have fiduciary responsibility to put any property that meets your goals in front of you. I take that really, really seriously. And I put that into our team. So look, if a deal comes along and it works for a client and the client's been waiting for a couple of months to get the property, they're going to get the property.
Yeah.
Second thing is our team are all very active investors and have a portfolio already. And a lot of them are ticking along, but they're all, half our team don't need the money for doing what they're doing. It's more of a, I get to work in property full time. They come from different backgrounds. They've made it in property. And this is a place where they get to do this all the time and work with other investors and be plugged in. And maybe adding one or two properties again over the next 3 or 4 years makes them a little bit better off, but they're not all in rapid portfolio acquisition mode. For me, this year was an absolute aberration. I had no plans to buy anything. And I know other than our team, a couple of them hadn't bought for 2 or 3 years, not because they didn't want to, they were still out there looking, but some of them, you get to the point where you've got enough.
Yeah.
And this is one of the things I talk to clients about. I'm going to riff off topic for five That's seconds.
Fine. Yep.
Is when people come and talk about goals, and we say, okay, what do you want? And everyone wants, some way of basically paying their living costs. And so once you get to the point where you've got your living costs covered, and you might have it covered another 50% or 100% over again, the desire to buy a deal that comes up that looks great, believe it or not, is actually less than it was when you started, because not least because you've just been through these renos and you've got scars. But at the same time, it's really fulfilling to help others, because a lot of people come out and there's no way they could do some of this stuff. We've got people who've got tens of thousands of dollars of passive income a year if you're working with us, mortgage free, etc. And that's extremely rewarding for our team. And I think it's one of the big reasons we've got such a great crew who stick around.
That's amazing, Nick. It's awesome to hear that. And like I said, I've used your brand. I've used your service. It's great. I had an absolute, other than learning one or two things, and it's, and you guys taking it through from being an investor, first time using the service, there was a few learnings for me. But as with anything, there's always a few learnings. But overall, once I got on the other side and got the deal done, I turned around to my wife and said, man, that was easy. That was really easy for what I was trying to achieve. And the time here, there was a lot less stress. I didn't have to compete. I didn't have to do anything. And it was just an amazing experience.
Didn't have to try and find a building because you're investing away from where you live. So
yes. I don't invest. I'm based in Auckland. I do have properties based here, but currently in the market, I don't invest in Auckland. Invest. So I don't have visuals and people and what we call power team everywhere. So I need to be able to have a service like iFind and go, okay, what's the guidelines in that space? What should I know in those areas? What are the key things to know? Like just from one example is, where's the risk on an insurance? Because there was an old mine in the town that you don't know that runs through the middle of the town. That sort of knowledge you don't know from being outside. And where, buyer's agencies like iFind and Nick's team, they would know that stuff. And that's where it comes into play. But at the end, Nick, as we get off to close to the end of the show, I just want to know, is there anything else you would love to leave our listeners or watchers with, something for them to think about going into Christmas and the new year around the property space?
Yeah, so I would, and it's more of an investment idea.
Yep.
I guess it's really hard, I think. You see, there's a lot more information about property out there now, and people can look at what others are doing and feel like they're missing out,
mm-hmm.
not doing it, and they're not doing enough, etc. And it's funny, like I look at some people who've got portfolios 5 times bigger than mine. I'm like, oh, you get this twinge of envy sometimes, mm-hmm. and it can be a bit demotivating and it's silly. I would tell folks to use this time to, and I mean, 2020 is how lucky are we
mm-hmm.
to be in this country. So first, gratitude around that. Gratitude around the fact that we are in the position to talk about owning second houses in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's very easy to get upset and overly intense and locked into, you know, bank rule changes and policy changes and government people trying to get elected and getting on their podium and all this stuff and obviously all that. But we own extra houses. And that's just in this country in particular, but many countries, that's just unheard of.
Yeah.
And so just reflect on our fortune to be in that position. And then just remember that, look, the only person you're competing with as an investor is your former self.
Mm-hmm.
And you're just working towards something that's going to work for your future self. And be really clear around what you want to achieve, why you want to achieve it, and when you want to achieve it by, when you're putting to it. But what your life's going to look like when it's there,
mm-hmm.
when you're putting together your goals, that is a really good use of upcoming months. I think the entire property industry, let me rephrase that. Every professional service in New Zealand is exhausted.
Yep.
I think we used up all of our emotional resilience in about April,
mm-hmm.
and everyone's been running on fumes till now. So it's a good time to slow down and be reflective and have some gratitude and build forward. And I would keep it to your own goals and keep it to your own timelines. The timeline is a key thing because it forces your function. If you want to make $10,000 extra income, you've got 20 years to do it. You can just buy one house and do nothing else. Yep. If you want to make $10,000 income in 6 months, you need to get busy.
Mm-hmm.
But other people are going to be different. So don't look at what others are doing and feel like you're missing out or something like that. Stick to your own guns, stick to your own goals, and I guess I'll add one more tactical piece,
mm-hmm.
Which I don't hear a lot. And it's sort of one reason that people wind up coming to us is, you know, with property, there's so much that you can do. There's two reasons property is great. One is leverage of other people's time and money.
Yep.
The other is the ability to improve your asset. And it can take time to find the property or the property service or whatever to get that going.
Mm-hmm.
Don't just buy something because you're exhausted or tired or what have you. Because in a few months' time, when you're not exhausted and you go to buy again, you're going to be stuck. So it's worth taking that time, reflecting, getting your goals right, figuring it out. And then there's always going to be a team of people out there somewhere who can help you achieve those goals. And it's going to cost you more money than not doing it. Yep. And it's probably going to cost you more money than just going on TradeMe and buying something just because. But it's when you go to build that portfolio towards that long-term goal that this effort and time and team creation and thing is going to be worth it. Sorry, there's a bit of a ramble at the end there, but it's...
No, I totally make sense, Nick, and thanks for that. You know, I totally make sense of, you know, in this game, there is a lot of, hey, he and she has that, and why don't I have that, and how do I get to it? It takes time. I totally agree with that. You've got to understand your realistic goal, what you can achieve. We can all get there. We just got to understand the timing that we can get there by. Whether that's 6 months, whether that's 12 months, whether that is 12 years to get that to that space. And what Nick says is, you know, what is the goals of how much financial freedom you want to achieve? Now turn around and go, hey, I want to be financially free in 12 months and I've got no investment properties. You're pushing shit uphill. It's unachievable. But if you said, hey, I want to have some sort of freedom and I have the capability to buy and I'm going to give myself 2 years to get some sort of freedom, that is achievable. And then you can spend a couple of months and looking for those, but it's working with fundamentally, as I was saying, most of the property stuff, it's finding the right power team. It's finding the people like I find that are in the industry that can tell you exactly what you need to know to be able to achieve the goals that you want to achieve. And utilizing those businesses and utilizing them and their services. So as Nick says, when you buy, when you're tired and you don't know what you're doing, you don't buy wrong. What he means by that is the bank says to you, okay, we're going to allow you to buy now. So I buy now. But then you bought wrong. So the value of that property, or the income on that value on that property, or the LVR at the outside, or the equity you're expecting, wasn't what you're expecting. So when you go back to the bank goes, nah, that buyer was a bit shitty. You're just going to have to, you're going to either have to sell it, or you're going to have to wait 2 years before you can do something. And yeah, sometimes waiting 6 months to get the right one is better than buying one on day one and having to wait 2 years to be able to buy the second one.
Absolutely.
But I pretty much, I'll leave those thoughts for the listeners, watchers at the moment. I'll leave that sort of insights. And I know that a lot of people will be going, give me more. I've got a few questions. If you, by all means, if you do, if you've got questions or insights or stuff you want to raise, please, wherever you're listening or watching this at the moment, drop it in the comments or reach out to myself, reach out to Nick, and I'm sure we both will be more than happy to help you, to guide you and show you the direction you need to go into. You know, and fundamentally, just think about what your 2021 is looking like. Think about what it's going to look like. Think about what you want to plan, what you want to achieve, who you want to talk to, who you want to meet up with, to be able to plan and put that into place. Write that down. Go and find those key people and start engaging with them and build up that team so you can start your 2021 on the right foot.
Yeah, we're not talking about 2020 anymore.
No, 2020 is gone, right? The year of Jumanji, the year of Jumanji is done. The year of Jumanji is done. The game's over. It's back in its box, and the box is shoved away somewhere on the other side of the world. So, yeah, but at the end of the day, let's, you know, start the new year on the right foot. Let's start it in the right direction, learning and knowing what you need to know and using the people around you for that. But at the end of the day, as I always say, make sure you stay safe out there. Make sure you stay empowered. Make sure you help as many people as you can. And at the end of the day, till next time, see ya.